Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, Nine Round Nutrition Coach, two times best-selling author and CEO and founder of Team Katuf, Team Katuf Nutrition, and a virtual gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stages developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers a total body result in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9, 9round.com. Folks, I hope you're having a great day today. We've got a great show planned for you over the next few minutes. So let's talk about how we can use and add other parameters for us as individuals to monitor on this health and fitness and nutrition journey that we're on. And as we've talked about before, this is truly a lifelong journey. I know sometimes people hear that and they may say, oh, you know, they kind of hear it, but it doesn't really stick. But it truly is. If we are looking for meaningful and sustainable results for a lifetime, this is truly a lifetime, a lifelong journey. So let's have more goals so we can see more results, because when individuals are looking to lose weight, lose body fat, body transformation goals, etc., what is their goal? And sometimes their only goal, well, if you said weight loss, you're exactly right. You know, people say, well, I want to lose 10 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, however many it may be. And we don't want to minimize a weight loss goal. We don't want to minimize body weight in general, because it is important. Absolutely. All we're saying is this. It's just one number. It's one piece of the puzzle. It's one number to monitor. But a weight loss or weight gain doesn't tell the story. It doesn't tell us success or lack thereof. Again, it's a piece to the puzzle. But if we think about a puzzle, it is a multi-piece puzzle to make it look like the beautiful picture of what we are building in that puzzle. And this, what we're building here, is your body. This is the body transformation puzzle. And the weight loss, albeit a good goal, is just one parameter. So let's talk about some additional numbers, parameters, goals that we can add to allow us to monitor success in more ways than just body weight. So let's talk about body weight for a second. So often an individual's body weight in the morning when they measure on the scale, unfortunately, it'll drive their day and sometimes drive it in a negative direction. When individuals get up and let's say they're down a pound or two or three, good emotion, good excitement, right? Fantastic. But unfortunately, on the other end of the spectrum, when the body weight number moves in a direction that they're not looking for, let's say the body weight goes up or they have not lost any more weight. Oh, man, so many times they let that number get the best of them. They become emotional, this emotional roller coaster on, and they let that number, that one single number on that scale, their body weight, kind of drive them down. And I don't want to see people go down that road. I don't. I don't want to see people become emotional in a negative way just because of their body weight. And here's why. It's just a number. And plus, weight loss, folks, doesn't determine success. Somebody might say, Rick, I lost 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds. That's great, right? I look at them and kind of shrug my shoulders and go, I don't know. The reason I don't know is I don't know what that person lost. What if they went on some crazy food fad, high protein, low carbohydrate diet, blah, 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 right? Every food fad out there, every Every diet out there is the same thing. It has a different color wrapping paper and a different bow on it, but inside it's the exact same thing. See, low carbohydrate, blah, blah, blah. And people are going to lose weight quickly on that. There's no doubt about it, but it's not good weight loss. They're going to lose a lot of water. They're going to get dehydrated. They may even waste a lot of muscle. So that's the huge reason why we don't want to let body weight be our only parameter, because it's not telling the story. So let's stick with the scale for a second. Let's go to a little more complex version of a scale. Let's start to use, if you are not already, let's start to use a body fat scale. Because a body fat scale is going to measure two very important numbers. It's going to measure your body fat percentage and your body water percentage. Two numbers that I can almost guarantee you most people don't know. And even if they do know their number, there's just not a lot of great information out there about body fat percentage and body water percentage. If people are familiar with body fat percentage, most likely it may be calipers, right? Where they might have gone to a gym and maybe the trainer did some skin fold measurements on them, maybe either 3, 5, or 7 different sites of skin fold where they have the little crimpers and they pinch the fat, pinch the skin, etc. It's okay. It's kind of been the gold standard in the industry for years, but here's the reality. A lot of people like that number that they get from a skin fold because it's typically going to be much lower than what a body fat scale is going to measure, but not the most accurate. The body fat scale is going to be much more accurate because the body fat scale is using a much better technology that is going to really get you a true number. So now the body fat number may not be one that somebody likes, but hey, that's why we're here, right? That's why we're on this journey. So start measuring your body fat and body water percentage. And here's the big catch. You want to measure these numbers at night before you go to bed, not in the morning. Why? Good question. Well, we're more hydrated at night, and therefore we're going to get more accurate body fat and body water readings. Now, body fat and body water are inversely proportional to each other, meaning that as your body fat percentage drops, your body water percentage is going to increase. Why is that? Well, if we're losing body fat, it means that we are building muscle. That's a good thing. Everybody, men, women, we all want to build muscle. That's a key to success. So when we build muscle, what are we going to do? We're going to burn more body fat. And remember, muscle holds 4 times more water than fat does. So the more muscle that we have, the more water we can hold. So when we build muscle, we can burn more body fat. So we're going to see the body fat number decrease and the body water percentage increase. So right there, we just took our eyes off of weight loss. Wow, that's honestly a huge step, a big step in the right direction, because now we're going to monitor the numbers that really matter. Now, if you want to measure body weight, that's fine. Measure it in the morning, wake up, empty your bladder, measure your body weight. I don't recommend measuring your body weight every day, but if you're one of those people that just likes to, and I'm fine with that, go ahead and measure your body weight every morning, but, if and only if you start to monitor the body weight correctly. And here's what I mean by that. Don't compare day-to-day body weight readings. The number is going to fluctuate. So don't compare Monday morning to Tuesday morning to Wednesday morning. That's not fair to you and your body. I want you to be fair to you and your body. So compare Monday readings to Monday readings, Tuesday to Tuesday, et cetera. That way, and same thing with the body fat and body water. Don't compare those every day. I mean, take these numbers twice a week. I'd suggest, like, for example, middle of the week's good, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, okay, get that round of 3 numbers, and then Sunday night, Monday morning. The reason I like those 2 days is this. Most people's weeks and weekends can be different and sometimes drastically different. And by measuring the Wednesday night, Thursday morning readings and the Sunday night, Monday morning readings, it's going to start to keep us a little bit more accountable. How do most people's weeks go? Well, most people report, hey, Rick, you know, Monday through Friday, I'm pretty good with my nutrition. I eat pretty well, but sometimes on the weekends, not as good. We'll go out to dinner, order the not-so-good foods, have a few adult beverages, beer, wine, et cetera. And so, okay, that's a typical schedule for most people. But if we know we're going to get measurements Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, now we might start to say, you know what, I want those Sunday night readings to start looking good. I want them to start looking better, right? And that can really help increase that accountability, which can help increase the success. So body fat, body water, very important. Now, let's move on to some other numbers that have nothing to do with the scale. Measurements. Measurements are important. Okay, there again, it's fun because it's a different number. It's not just your body weight, because not all of these numbers are going to change all at the same time. So take measure as many areas you need to, your neck, your biceps, your waist at the level of your belly button, of your navel, your middle of your thigh, your calf, your hips. Take all those measurements, right? And every 4 weeks or so, take those measurements again. Record all these numbers. Folks, this is awesome. This is so encouraging, because we're not just going to let body weight rule our life. No way. We want to get off that train. We want to get off that treadmill of just body weight and weight loss. There are so many more numbers that are going to show you how successful you really are becoming, how much your hard work is really paying off. So the measurements are great. Take baseline measurements and then repeat every 3, 4, 5 weeks. Another great thing to do is photographs. Man, photos don't lie, right? Photos are great. So take a photograph. You know, if you're a male, maybe just with your workout shorts, no shirt, take photos from the front, the side, and the back. Okay, take them with the same shorts on each time, same everything. Try to repeat and recreate the same, against the same wall, etc. Take those photos every 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. Females, maybe a two-piece bathing suit, something like that, so that you can, again, get the same photos all the time, front, back, in both sides, and then start to compare your photos. Again, can you already see how you're like, oh, man, this is going to be so much better because I don't just have to worry about my body weight. Exactly. So many other numbers that are fun to look at, and pictures and measurements and all that. Now, let's move to the fitness side of things that can be great to measure. We're going to talk about 5 exercises. Push-ups, sit-ups, body weight squats, mountain climbers, and burpees. What I want you to do is this. I want you to do all 5 of those exercises. You're going to do each for 1 minute. You're going to perform the maximum amount of repetitions that you can in 60 seconds for each one. Rest 30 to 60 seconds in between each exercise. Get your baseline of numbers, and then every 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, retest yourself in all 5 of those exercises. You might say, well, what's that going to tell me about my health and fitness? Everything, or at least a lot. Let's say you can now do, in 4 weeks, you're doing, 3 more burpees and 20 more mountain climbers and 5 more sit-ups and 5 more push-ups and 15 more squats. Oh, my gosh, fantastic. What does that mean? Well, if you're able to do more with these strength cardio exercises, such as the strength exercise like push-ups or sit-ups, if you can do more, that means one thing. That means you got stronger. And if you got stronger, guess what you built? Ding, 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 ding. You built muscle. That's what we're looking to do, build muscle. So that's why these exercises are so great to monitor, because you could say, wow, look at that. I've done X amount more reps over the last 12 weeks, 16 weeks, 24 weeks, 52 weeks, whatever it may be. Start to monitor your progress. So let's recap. We want to start measuring body fat and body water at night before you go to bed. We want to start to take measurements, record those, and repeat those measurements every 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. We want to do 5 exercises: push-ups, sit-ups, squats, mountain climber, and burpee. We want to do those for 60 seconds each, maximum reps that you could complete in 60 seconds, resting 30 to 60 seconds in between each exercise. And then again, every 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, monitor this. Because, folks, as you continue to follow your 9-round nutrition plan, as you continue to stay consistent with your 9-round workouts every week, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week, as you continue to follow the right 9-round heart rate training system, stay in that green and yellow every workout, you are going to start to see amazing results. But here's the great thing. You're not just going to focus on weight loss. You're going to focus on body fat, body water, measurements, photographs you've taken, and the 5 exercises. So let's have some fun with this. There's so many areas you are having success in, but we get blinded by it because the weight loss takes the brunt of it and the focus. So until next time, make today a great day.